Test 76, Section 2, Question 13. And here we're looking for what's 100% proven. We have a must be true. It says some of the politicians who strongly supported free trade among Canada, United States, and Mexico are now refusing to support publicly the idea that free trade should be extended to other Latin American countries. So basically what we have is people who supported free trade among, you know, Canada, United States, Mexico, aren't publicly supporting free trade to other Latin American countries. So they're saying, oh, we're not going to really extend it to other people. And this is one where I didn't really feel like this was going any direction other than, well, some of the people who said yes to one are not openly saying it. So some of the politicians who now publicly support extending it to Latin American countries did not support free trade. Well, we don't know anything about anyone who does publicly support it. Okay, because saying some who do this are not supporting doesn't mean that some who supported it are also supporting. So, we don't know anything about people who are supporting extending. Not all politicians who now publicly support extending free trade to other Latin American countries strongly support it. The problem is, again, this is talking about politicians who publicly support extending free trade, and we don't know anything at all about them. C, some of the politicians who strongly supported free trade have changed their position on free trade. Now, this is tempting, but we don't know that they changed their position on free trade. They're just not publicly supporting extending free trade to other Latin American countries, and it could be that it's on different principles. So D, not all politicians who strongly supported free trade among Canada, United States, and Mexico now publicly support extending free trade to others. Yeah, that really is just a restatement of the passage. And so D is 100% certain. I would take it and go, but let's just read E. Some of the politicians who strongly supported free trade among the three now publicly oppose extending free trade. We don't know that they oppose it, just that they don't publicly support it. And so therefore, D is our correct answer.